This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. How can this great nation deal with a great problem like kids who are supposed to be in school, ditching class, ditching campus, not paying attention to the law of the land, which basically does have compulsory public education? We will talk about that with an author of a study at AEI, American Enterprise Institute, who's looked at some of this difficulty. Why aren't kids going to school? COVID taught them some bad habits. We'll get to those bad habits and how to cope them here on the Michael Medved Show. But first up, news from Jerusalem. Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, vowed in a speech today that the country will continue its war against Gaza-based militant group Hamas once negotiations to free Israeli hostages end, according to multiple reports, as negotiators push to extend a multi-day pause in fighting, and some groups call for a more extensive and permanent ceasefire. That kind of ceasefire is going to be completely impossible or unthinkable without some commitment from Hamas to cease, which they can't give because it violates their charter from 1989 and their very existence, which has nothing to do with sharing the land between the river and the sea. It has to do, their main purpose is the destruction of Israel. Steve Schmidt, who is a longtime Republican activist, he was the manager of John McCain's campaign back in 2008. He had a strong statement about the current war in Gaza. Listen.
The Jewish people will not be exterminated. They will not be forced to be participants in their genocide ever again by taking a lecture that demands of them a tolerance for the appetite of their enemy to extinct them. Ignoring this is not an option. Confronting it is an urgent moral necessity. But understand this, if Israel doesn't win this war and doesn't do what is necessary to defend civilization, then we will have another ISIS and they will come for us.
That's Steve Schmidt speaking about the stakes of the current war. Now, of course, Cornel West, who's running for president, he's currently drawing between 2 and 5% of the votes, but which could make the difference. That could be the difference, especially with Cornel West trying to appeal to people on the left side of the political spectrum. He's running as an independent, though. There's also a Green Party candidate. The Green Party candidate will be Jill Stein. She's been a Green Party candidate 3 times before and gotten more than a million votes in 2016, which again helped push down Hillary's total, because most people who were thinking about Trump were not going to go ahead and choose Jill Stein. Will they choose Cornel West? Here is Cornel West, Professor Cornel West, speaking about the root of war in the Middle East. This is clip 3.
I think it's a matter of trying to get at the root of it. There must be responsibility and accountability for war crimes. There's no doubt about that. That's true for the Palestinians who've been killed every day for over 75 years. That's true for Israelis who were killed on October the 7th. There has to be some accountability and responsibility. But you can't jump into this, my dear sister, without understanding the larger context and backdrop. Because if we don't get to the root of this vicious Israeli occupation, we're going to have these cycles of hatred and violence going on and on and on. That's the real challenge. How do you move in such a way that you can accent the best in both folk, the Palestinians and the Israelis? And how do you do that? You've got to end the occupation. It's like Nat Turner when he had the resistance against slavery, right? Did he kill some innocent white folk? He was wrong, but slavery had to go, or you were going to have cycles of that over and over again. That's why these brothers and sisters here who are putting their lives on the line.
Okay.
There's something. That's positive about that. They see a genocide taking place. We got to do something about it.
Okay, he's comparing. I mean, how absurd that is. In other words, were the people in Gaza enslaved? Were they in a situation like Matt Turner? What's so ironic about this is the peace parties in Israel had joined with a conservative prime minister, Ariel Sharon, to basically leave Gaza, to hand the keys of Gaza to the Palestinians. And again, when you talk about cycle of violence, when has the Israeli side ever initiated that cycle? The response to actually have bombing raids in Gaza, none of that occurs except in response to rockets that are aimed at Israel. And the idea that there's a Palestinians who have died every day for 75 years since the birth of Israel, the Palestinian population in Gaza has quadrupled. The population in the West Bank has also nearly tripled, and the life expectancy is comparable to life expectancy in the United States because Israel has done so well in improving health facilities and education and the rest. The idea that, this makes as much sense as Cornel West talking about Democrats who are criticizing his presidential run. And they criticize his presidential run because there is a great fear on the part of Democrats that fringe candidates like Cornel West will take enough votes away from the progressive side to elect Donald Trump as president. So what is the response of Professor West? Here he is again for that response, clip 4.
I think they have good reason to be afraid, because anybody who wants to speak the truth, when you have a regime in power that denies the truth, anybody who seeks justice, who runs away from justice, they ought to be afraid. But that's for the Republican Party, and that's for the Democratic Party. Both of them shot through with corruption, shot through with mendacity, shot through with too many lies. And I'm just trying to stand for truth and justice, my dear sister. As a fallible, finite human being, that's what I'm standing for, and that's what I'm going to live and die for.
Okay, truth and justice. Is that the American way? Well, one of the things about the American way is actually going to school. There's a piece on the problem right now of kids having adopted a terrible habit. COVID-19 learning loss is an enormous problem, writes Nat Malkus, and catching students up at scale increasingly looks impossible. And there's a recent national study that found that through third and eighth grade, students were more than 4 months behind academically. And that last school year, most learned at a slower pace than their pre-pandemic peers. So what do you do about recovering from some of the damage done to our educational system by some of the mismanagement of the pandemic? We will get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
It is a tremendous, tremendous thing, and I'm telling you, it's going to explode.
The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Michael Medved Show, one of the reasons that I do believe this is the greatest nation on God's green earth is it's a nation that in the past has had a an ability to correct some of the terrible things that were lacking or were wrong-headed or were badly put together or arranged in our country. Right now, everybody knows we have a problem with education. We are, by many standards, the richest, most economically powerful country in the world. No one thinks, no one, that the American system of public education is the best in the world. They usually name countries like Finland or Poland or South Korea or Israel, for that matter. American education, what's the most fundamental problem? And this is one I kind of vaguely knew about, but there's a terrific article by Nat Malkus, who is a senior fellow and the deputy director of education policy at the American Enterprise Institute, probably the leading conservative think tank, where he specializes in empirical research on K-12 schooling. So the problem today, and it's particularly acute since the pandemic, which taught people some bad habits, Nat Malkus says the problem is kids aren't going to school. There is chronic absenteeism despite the law, despite the determination by school districts to spend more and more and more and to try to give kids an education and an opportunity. How bad is it? Are we talking about millions of kids who don't show up for school, or is it hundreds of thousands? Nat Malkus.
Yeah, glad to be on. I wish it were hundreds of thousands. You know, it was actually several million kids before the pandemic. Before the pandemic, K-12 public school, chronic absenteeism. That's the percentage of kids who missed at least 10% of the school year. That was about 15% in 2018, 2019. So, you know, that's a lot. Post-pandemic in 2022, it was 29%. So that's over a 90% increase.
So we're talking about almost a third of students. Almost a third of students will, in a given academic year, miss 10% of their classes.
That was at the height in 2022. You know, the real question is, well, how much of this is the pandemic, right? So during the pandemic, we had a lot of sickness, a lot of reasons to be absent. And these include both unexcused and excused absences. The logic here is if you miss school, it doesn't matter whether it was excused or not. That's not good. And during the pandemic, of course, it could be due to sickness. Well, in 2022, remember, that was the year we had Omicron. There was a lot of COVID out there. We're just getting state data in now for last school year. That'd be the 22-23 school year. And fortunately, it's better. So, you know, you can see it as a glass at least partially full. The problem is it's not closing nearly enough. What we're looking at in the 28 states is that it's at about 26 or 27% of kids still, down from almost 30. So it's falling, but not nearly fast enough.
Would this chronic absenteeism show some of the very distressing gap in performance between kids who come from less advantaged backgrounds? Would part of that be explicable because of the fact they don't even basically show up for school?
Well, you know, there is patterns that we can see by achievement and by minority status, by poverty, that are sort of the usual suspects. And, yeah, absenteeism is much higher in low-achieving districts, in high-minority districts and so forth. But on the one hand, the growth has been across the board. For instance, from 2018 to 2022, high-achieving districts, they jumped from 10 to 20%. That's a huge jump. But in low-achieving districts, it went from 19% to 36% of all students. So that's more than one in three. That's not only partially responsible for these achievement gaps we're talking about, that's going to drive them wider.
You make a very profound and, I think, impactful point in your piece, which we're posting up at our website at michaelmedved.com, under the heading, Why Aren't Kids Going to School? that it's kind of tough to blame this problem on some kind of new turn that was made by the educational system. A lot of this is the fault of parents. What should parents do differently?
Well, you know, there's some blame to go around. I think what we saw was a huge upset in the apple cart as far as what is normalcy? What's your sort of school hygiene? What's your school culture like? Parents got used to the idea, I think, over COVID, that getting your kids to school was, you know, important, but not, you know, not essential, not maybe as important as they thought it was. Because, look, there's a pandemic going on. Now you remove the pandemic, we expect those things to come back. I think parents aren't getting the message, and maybe schools aren't driving home the message that the pandemic is over and that it is essential for us to return at least back to where we were pre-pandemic. And even then, these chronic absenteeism rates were often described at crisis levels. You know, parents have a responsibility here. They are not only morally obligated, but legally obligated to have their students in school. 10% of the year is 18 days. I mean, that's a ton of missed school. So yes, I think it's high time that we make some pretty persuasive calls to parents and hold them responsible, because, you know, we are seeing high absenteeism in high schools. But we're also seeing high absenteeism in second graders and third graders. And that, my friend, is on the parents.
And that's also extraordinarily difficult to catch up with all of that, especially if you continue to be missing 10% or more of your class time. The piece by Nat Malkus is up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Why aren't kids going to school? He does say, fortunately, on this point, there's some reason for optimism. Before the pandemic, parents were in the habit of sending their kids to school more consistently. Asking parents to return to standards they maintained only a few years ago, standards that were by no means ideal, shouldn't be too much to ask. That's certainly an important question to ask. There are more important questions about the direction and the shape of the presidential race. Two somewhat potential presidential candidates, one who's actually running, Ron DeSantis, and the other one, Gavin Newsom, who keeps being talked about. They're meeting in debate tomorrow night. What does that mean? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Michael Medved. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Rosalynn Carter, the former First Lady, was laid to rest in Plains, Georgia today. A private funeral took place this morning at Maranatha Baptist Church. That was followed by a procession to the family home where Mrs. Carter will be interred. As the highest-ranking Jewish official in America, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expressed his obligation to address the surge in anti-Semitism in the U.S. and worldwide.
The vitriol against Israel in the wake of October 7th is all too often crossing a line into brazen and widespread anti-Semitism.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Schumer highlighted that extreme rhetoric against Israel is contributing to attacks on individuals solely because they are Jewish. J.P. Morgan Chase's CEO is portraying a pessimistic outlook for the economy. Jamie Dimon stated that inflation might increase further and the possibility of a recession still looms. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved show, talking about school absenteeism, truancy, as it's known, speaking to somebody involved with this broadcast on a regular basis, whose wife works in public education, and again, that a huge problem that they're facing in school districts everywhere is kids just not showing up. But then again, there are other kids. In fact, this particular individual mentioned that several times every day she would spot young male guys walking the halls during class and call out to them, then press repeat. And it's Groundhog Day every single day. You can call the parents to say that there are people just walking away from class, but the parents don't seem to care that deeply or are too eager to repeat various excuses. Now, meanwhile, there are people who don't show up for class, and then there are people who are expelled. And there's someone very prominent who's facing expulsion, and it could be this week. In fact, it should be this week. He was given 2 days after the introduction of a resolution. Who are we talking about? We're talking about the Great Pretender.
Call me a liar. I faked my way to Congress, which is absolutely amazing. I like blowing stories that are not there up.
Oh, yeah, I'm the great pretender.
I'm Jewish. Remember, I was raised Catholic.
And did I do it well?
I'm not a facade. I'm not a persona.
My need is high.
Call me a liar. No, it's not false at all.
No, not false at all. Well, I'll tell you something that isn't false is the House Ethics Committee, which is bipartisan, it's Republicans, it's Democrats, came up with a scathing report on the abuses of George Santos. And the one that gets me most is actually stealing credit card numbers from his donors to go ahead and cheat them out of money on their credit card accounts so that he could buy clothing and go to porno websites. And it's just an amazing record. And a resolution for his expulsion, which has bipartisan support, was introduced yesterday. And they have to, by congressional rules, take a vote on it before the end of the day Friday. And there is a general expectation that George Santos will be expelled. His comment on that effort, clip 9.
You all want a soundbite. This is the third time we're going through this. I don't care. I was sent here by the people of the 3rd District of New York. I represent them, not the political class in Washington, D.C. If they want to send me home, if they think this was a fair process, if they think this is how it should be done, and if they're confident that this is a constitutional way of doing it, God bless their
is
hearts.
Is it inevitable?
Have you spoken to your colleagues to get their support?
I'm sorry?
Have you spoken to your colleagues to get their support?
No, I've never done it. This is the third time we've gone through this. I didn't do it the first time. I didn't do it the second time. Not going to do it the third time.
Why not whip some votes? Why not ask people?
It's not a good use of my time. Do you know what's a good use of all of our time? Is fixing the massive inflation in this country. Is fixing the issues we have in our border. I went to San Diego last week. It is terrible. Terrible. That's what we should be putting our energy on, not on censuring one another, expelling one another, witch hunts against the political class. Nobody cares. If this building, if this city put the effort to fixing our country the same way that they put on expelling me, we'd be in a better place. But this place is littered in political theater, and the American people are the ones paying the price.
Okay, he speaks well and effectively, but honestly, when people of the country make a mistake, and because they clearly, the people of the 3rd District of New York clearly made a mistake with George Santos, but it was a mistake based on deception. And when you talk about our government and its proper functioning, it cannot function if it is staffed and led by professional con men, which is what this guy is. And it will be a great relief. Part of the reason we played the whole Great Pretender music before is because I don't think this is going to be a long-running issue. I think he will be and should be expelled, and that should happen this week. There's an interesting piece by a guy named Bill Schneider who talked about why is the election of 2024 so very different from other elections. And he asks, why does the 2024 presidential election look different from all other elections? And he says, in many other presidential elections, we've had an incumbent president running for re-election. When an incumbent is running, the campaign usually becomes a referendum on the incumbent. And usually, in about two-thirds of the incidents, when a president is running for a second term, he gets it. He's more likely to win than the challenger. In 2024, however, we are likely to see two recent incumbents running for a second term, the actual incumbent, Joe Biden, and his immediate predecessor, Donald Trump. It's not yet clear whether voters will see 2024 as mainly a referendum on Biden or a referendum on Trump. And frankly, I think that whoever sees it as a referendum on Biden is not going to like what they see. Whoever sees it as a referendum on Trump and the way he led the country for 4 years, There are many people who will also see that as something we don't like. And Bill Snyder says something that's true. He says, have we ever had a presidential election with two presidents running for a second term? Well, yes, but that was more than a century ago. In the 1884 presidential election, Grover Cleveland won a narrow victory against James G. Blaine to become the first Democrat to win the presidency after the Civil War. And 4 years later, in 1888, Cleveland lost re-election to Republican Benjamin Harrison. Harrison won the Electoral College, although Cleveland got more popular votes. And then in 1892, Cleveland came back. He was still a relatively young man. He had been elected as he was in his 50s, certainly compared to today's candidates. And that's another aspect. If Trump is elected, he'll be the oldest president we've ever elected. If Biden is elected, he'll be the oldest president we've ever elected. In any event, one of the things about Cleveland's second term and comparing Donald Trump and his desire to come back after having been booted out of the White House and to win in his triumphant return. And a lot of people like the underdog feel of that. It feels like Rocky. You're going to make a grand comeback despite the fact you've been beaten around a little bit. Well, here's the point about Cleveland. Cleveland won three times a plurality of the popular vote. In other words, he won when he got first elected. He won the popular vote when he lost to Benjamin Harrison because of the Electoral College. And the third time when he won, helped by an independent party, the Populist Party, which got 8.5% of the popular vote. He won then. Trump lost the popular vote the first time he ran against Hillary. He lost again against Biden. And this time, well, we will see. Nikki Haley responding to criticism from Ron DeSantis. Coming up.
Isn't that interesting?
The Michael Medved Show.
It's so cool. Oops.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, Nikki Haley is getting ready for her big debate. It's a big debate for everybody. Ron DeSantis will be there debating her. Vivek Ramaswamy, Chris Christie will be there. That may be it this time, just down to 4 candidates. So meanwhile, the main competition appears to be for second place, who's going to face off against Donald Trump or have a chance of actually winning the nomination from Donald Trump. Nikki Haley was responding to criticism from DeSantis, and she had this to say about his criticism about her. And part of the criticism was aimed at the fact that when she was governor of South Carolina, she was welcoming lots of new factories to South Carolina, including factories that were created by Chinese companies and business interests. Here is Nikki Haley, clip 8.
I think that's what a candidate says when they're losing. You know, I mean, I think you look, there's nothing establishment about a candidate who was the Tea Party candidate who ran for governor. There's nothing establishment when you have Americans for Prosperity, the most conservative grassroots organization in the country, come out and endorse me. I think he's saying what he has to say because he's grasping at this point.
That's Nikki Haley speaking about Ron DeSantis. And then we had this from Bob Vanderplatz, who just endorsed DeSantis. He is the most prominent evangelical Christian political leader in the state of Iowa, which is very crucial. He helped to win the caucuses for Mike Huckabee 1 year, and then the next time he helped won for Rick Santorum, and helped Ted Cruz in 2016 win the Iowa caucuses against Donald Trump. And here is what he said about the former president. Trump had just accused Vanderplatz of scamming candidates. And so his response, Bob Vanderplatz, was 1A.
But now when you come out against me, and by extension the family leader, and saying that we're pay for play, we're bought and paid for, and this is how we do business, that's just beyond the pale. And that means when we say choose well 2024, everything here is not a trait of a leader. The former basketball coach and me, I used to tell my basketball kids all the time, your character will be most revealed under pressure. When you didn't make the shot, when it didn't go your, the call didn't go your way. What will your character be like under pressure? And what you're seeing from the former president is character being revealed. Character being revealed, first of all, with Governor Reynolds and what he did by cutting a video against her. Two of the most popular governors and the most results-producing governors in the country, the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Iowa, Kim Reynolds, and you completely throw them under the bus and you call them names and that just because they don't bow the knee to you. That's not leadership.
And then he talked about what he considers to be the number one hurdle facing the candidacy of Donald Trump. It's fascinating. Listen.
And then because I don't endorse you, to throw me under the bus, my family under the bus, as well as our ministry under the bus, because we don't bow the knee to you. That tells me more than ever. This party and this country needs to choose well about who's going to be representing us as president of the United States. Because being president is just not a CEO. It's not just moving the embassy to Jerusalem, as much as we applaud that. It's not just appointing three Supreme Court justices, even though we applaud that. It's being a statesman. Are you worthy to be followed? Are moms and dads, grandpa and grandmas, are they willing to point to you and say, grow up to be like him or her? And I told people, Steve, in 2019 in Jerusalem, and we knew the 2020 election was coming upon us, and I told them, the number one hurdle for Donald Trump is, I've never met a dad or a mom or a grandpa or a grandma who have told me they want their son or daughter or grandchild to grow up to be like him. That's a big deal.
Okay. It's true. I mean, for people out there, do you know anybody who would like to see their kids to grow up to be just like Trump? I mean, there's a little bit of a legal problems right now. Just imagine the lawyer bills. And again, you could say that, that's all unfair, and he doesn't deserve any of the prosecutions, and he doesn't deserve the vicious Democratic attempts to discredit him and go after him. And by the way, of course, it's not just Democrats that President Trump is very much against when he talks about clearing out America from vermin who are living here. One of his key vermin that he would likely cite right away would be Liz Cheney, the former congresswoman who was the leading Republican on the January 6th committee. And CNN did a report on Liz Cheney's new book. You knew she had to have a new book. And this was Cheney on Representative Mark Green signing electoral vote objections. Listen, this is clip 7.
There's an extraordinary scene on January 6th that she recounts where Republican members are sort of being asked to sign these sheets for electoral vote objections. And she writes about Congressman Mark Green of Tennessee.
Yeah.
And he's signing, and she hears him, and quote, as he moved down the line, signing his name to the pieces of paper, Green said, sheepishly, to no one in particular, the things we do for the orange Jesus.
He called him the orange Jesus?
Yes.
Not exactly a compliment.
Well, I don't know. Is it just because of the color orange? I mean that jokingly. Speaking of no joke, we just got a wonderful email that came in from Scott in Seattle. And it's pretty remarkable. He leads it by saying, I will always be a free-thinking patriot. I wish to spread patriotism, love, and detox wokeness. He writes, I get asked quite frequently, how can you... He sent it to us. It sounded like this was Scott, who, but it's actually the native patriot who writes this. And he says, I get asked quite frequently, how can you be Native American and a patriot? The answer is very simple. 90% of natives were killed off by disease. It's a point I make in my book, The 10 Big Lies About America. The rest of the tribes were conquered with help from rival natives. It wasn't the case of conquest and genocide like it has been taught, although some atrocities did take place. I do not hold people of today accountable for the actions of the long gone past. The nation created by our founding fathers is way better than it was before. They enshrined our God-given rights in our Constitution and Bill of Rights with help from some of the already established native treaties, I might add. Granted by God, recognized by government, life here before for thousands of years was filled with tribal warfare, slavery, and human sacrifice. There were bouts of peace, but overall a very rough life with virtually no technological development for thousands of years. Don't get me wrong, I love Native American traditions, our heritage, our history, but I also acknowledge the reality of what the world was back then and where I am at today. There has been bad done to natives, like the Wounded Knee Massacre, which is one of the main reasons I have little trust in our government. I am a patriot of this nation, its history, and the founding fathers, and not our government. I'm grateful that I've been born here, and in this time I revere Native American history and the founding fathers. I am just the average American who happens to have Native and American blood running through my veins. I love both cultures, and I hope I embody the best of both worlds well. God bless you, and God bless America. I think that's very well said and very necessary. Meanwhile, we have a homeless problem in America. Maybe you've noticed. Columnist Nick Kristof got on the road and traveled to one city that seems to have reduced the homeless population a great deal. How'd he do it? We will get to that and to much more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.